Well, if you have $36,000, you can buy Elvis Presley's jockstrap.
No, thank you.
It's a rhinestone studded jockstrap.
There's no way he had, that's his real jockstrap.
Swear to God, it has his initials on it. Let's see, it's hitting the auction block. So that means they've confirmed it and everything. Courtesy of Paul Frazier Collectibles. It's extravagant, absurd, sexually potent. I'm sure the new owner won't be able to resist wearing it out on a Saturday night. The Elvis magic will work wonders. I'm certain it's a rare opportunity to own an intimate piece of the king.
Oh, it's because he wore those tight white pants.
So he actually did wear this, I guess.
Yeah. I just looked it up to look at it. Yeah. I bet because he wore those, that whole like super tight white outfit.
Yeah.
And he didn't want any like panty lines.
I guess so.
I'm telling you.
I guess it says that he wore it. So let me see. Custom made by an Elvis fan and was worn by the king up until he died in 1977. He wore the same one all the time? Ew.
I'm sure he had someone to wash it.
I know, but still.
Strap.
But still. So you wash it every day and then, I don't know.
I feel like it has to be hand washed with all those rhinestones.
Oh, right. You can't just throw that in the wash.
He's officially a rhinestone cowboy.
Look at that.
Would you just look at it? Yeah, you know what? I bet he really did wear it.
Because they can't auction that off if he didn't wear it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but for it's expected to go for $36,000. Imagine that, an old, dirty jockstrap that goes for $36,000. Now, who's buying that? It's going to be an Elvis fan or a total creepo?
Both.
Right?
Yeah.
A creepy Elvis fan?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of creepy Elvis fans out there. I've seen him at Graceland.
Yeah.
They are... Oh, honey, lay off of my shoes and don't you
step on my blue suede shoe. Yeah.
Return to sender. Return to sender.
That's what the person's going to say after they buy the rhinestone jockstrap. They're going to look at it and go, this has some weird stains on it. Can I,
Return to sender.
So I was working out and, you know, doing this video training with the British trainer who complains.
In your rhinestone jockstrap?
No. The guy, he's British.
Yes.
And he's cute.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a personal trainer and he has a series of videos. He's got like 2 million subscribers.
Well.
On YouTube.
He's very entertaining.
Yes, because he complains the whole time.
Yeah.
So he does this thing, right? And I told you about it before. Like, he's going, oh, that hurts, you know, right? I even played you the clip, right?
Yes.
Like, he's going, oh, why did I choose this one? And, I, you know, it's like, this is not very motivating. You know,
it's like,
if even the trainer is having a hard time, then I'm like, okay, fine. I will sit this 30 seconds out, you
right.
know? So he goes through and he's, oh, ow, you know, he's like, oh, that really burns my triceps, you know? And keep in mind, he's by himself in his living room now, right?
Yeah.
So I watched another one because I needed a quick training thing. You know, I was going to go for a bike ride. Long story. I was like, okay, I just need a quick. So it was like a 30-minute workout.
Yeah.
Real burn, you know, fast burn workout, right?
Yep.
I'm like, great. So I'm going to watch the complaining trainer, which is not his name. That's just what I call him. So I'm going to go watch the complaining trainer. And I come across one. It's like 30 minutes, full body. 40 seconds on, 20 seconds rest, 40 seconds on, 20 seconds rest. So this will really burn you, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, perfect. So I turn that on and then it goes up to him. And you remember at one point he asked for the inhaler?
Yes.
He goes, oh, can you toss me my inhaler? And he's like, oh, that's better. And I was like, it was like, I thought it was a joke.
Right.
But it's real. So I'm watching it and it shows him in his living room and he has a cast on his arm.
This guy.
So now he's injured. And he's like, I can't do press-ups. That's how they say push-ups.
Yeah.
I can't do press-ups because I broke my wrist. But I'll be back before you know it, and I'll be able to do press-ups again. And he's like, so
God.
I'm going to have to modify some of these, but you do the real version. And I'm like,
Don't make me do the real version.
What is this guy? What is wrong with this guy? Like, he's complaining. He hurts himself. He has an inhaler. Like, what kind of a personal trainer is he, right? So he's doing his workout, and then, of course, he's complaining again. He's going, oh, no, I can't do this one, so you're going to need to put your hands all the way down. I can't because I broke my wrist. Like, Like, I was like, this guy, how much worse can this guy get? And then he starts trying to encourage himself through it. His name's Joe, apparently.
Oh, good.
And he's going, come on, Joe, stay strong, Joe.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah. It's like, you can't make this up. And I'm sitting there, and I got as much of an ab workout from laughing at this guy as I did from the exercises, right? He's like, and then at one point he goes, now keep in mind, I'm kind of out of breath because I'm doing the workout and I'm also talking, you know, so that it makes it a little harder.
Right.
Like, okay.
Only for you, Joe.
Yeah.
That's what trainers do.
He goes, he's doing like a side plank thing where you're laying down except you're on your elbow and your side. He goes,
yeah.
Keep holding it. I'm kind of cracking over here. And then he let himself down early. And I was like, Joe, like, this is not motivating.
I always fall. I always fall forward.
He's like, yeah, but he's the trainer.
I know. Well, that's the.
And I'm like,
exactly.
Okay, if you can't get through this, why did you choose this workout?
There's
no one forced you into this.
No.
Right? With your broken wrist. Come on, Joe, get strong. Get strong. That's
insane. And you
know,
he got from doing press ups.
Right.
Probably wasn't sturdy.
Right. I can't do press ups. I'm gonna turn it on. I'll probably turn it on at some point this week. I'll need like a quick workout.
Yeah.
I'll go back to Joe, the body coach, right?
Right.
The complaining trainer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go find it. And then, oh my God, he's in a full body cast.
I'm in a sling now.
I can only do crunches like this because I've got both my legs broke.
Too many squats, bro.
Right. He's like the guy in Monty Python who keeps getting his limbs cut off. It's just a flesh wound.
Just a flesh wound. Bring out your dad.
Yeah. Oh. Just do 30 minutes. I'll just tell you what to do. I can't do it because my entire body's in a cast.
I'm going to sit here and drink a beer.
I can't even do that because... Because I broke my shoulder.
I have a beer hat.
Yeah. And I've really chafed the inside of my legs wearing that rhinestone jockstrap I bought.